Okay. So we are moving on through Psukha de Zimra, and we finished the lengthy discussion last week regarding Hodu and all the different pieces. And following Hodu in our Siddurim, Hudavnos HaChashkenaz, is going to be the short but very important Perek of Tehillim of Mizmor Lasoda. So let's jump right into it. We can really go through carefully through the Psukkim, since I think there's only five Psukkim in the whole piece. I really want to spend some time more related to the background of where it comes from. So let's begin. The minhag of saying Mizmor Lasoda goes back only to the period of the Gaonim. Rav Amram Gaon is in his Siddur, the first of the Siddurim, and the Machzor Vitri, the Simcha Vitri, the Talmud of Rashi, both bring the minhag of saying Mizmor Lasoda. It is not much earlier than that. So that's why it's important to know. I've said in the past, the rule of precedence is earlier things are more important than later things. So if a person is late to davening, is limited on time, one of the first things you're going to cut from Psukha de Zimra is going to be Mizmor Lasoda, because it's much later. It's not even in Maseches Sofrim, which is a little bit earlier, like the other Tfilos. So Mizmor Lasoda is one of the latest additions to Psukha de Zimra. The Tur writes in Simen Nun Aleph, B'yesh Mekom Shenogen Lomar, Mizmor Lasoda. There are those places that say Mizmor Lasoda, and the Beis Yosef cites the Aruch HaSchaim, Rav Aaron of Lunel, who says to recite this, and it is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. The reason for reciting it is discussed in the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden. He says as follows, Mizmor Lasoda Tachnu Achar Ki Gama Alai. It follows the expression of Ki Gama Alai that we explained last week at the end of the Psukim following Hodu. Shehu Kamo, Birchas Hoda is a blessing of thanks. Hagodal Chayavim Tovos. That we are thanking Hashem for what He has done. She'in Yom Shel Nasa B'Neis. There is no day in which a miracle does not occur for us, says Rav Yaakov Emden. Ve'ein Bal Hanes Makir B'Niso. And as the Gemara Nida says, one who has a miracle performed to them is not always aware that the miracle is being done. Certainly us, we are like sheep amongst the wolves, which unfortunately we are feeling more and more nowadays. We must thank Hashem at all times. And therefore, says Rav Yaakov Emden, this is really an extension of the feelings of the Tzukim following Hodu, the Mizmorim of Rachim, and thanking Hashem. And since we were in this mode of thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu, so now we are adding another perek of Mizmor Lasoda, continue in that theme. The Kaf HaChaim, who's the Kaf HaChaim? Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer. Yaakov Chaim Sofer was one of the great Gedolim and Rosh Yeshiva of Yerushalayim at the turn of the 20th century. For Ashkenazim, we have the Mishabura. The equivalent of the Mishabura for Sephardim is the Kaf HaChaim. So Kaf HaChaim writes in Siman Samach Aleph that Mizmor Lasoda is really an introduction to the main Tehillim of Psukha de Zimra. I know every single time we learn a new piece, or I keep on telling you that this is really an introduction to Psukha de Zimra. So we're not going to get to it at this time, but we need to understand that real Psukha de Zimra is really Ashrei and the Halukas. That is really Psukha de Zimra. So yes, all the things we're saying up until Ashrei are really different forms of Hakadam and preparation. So let's see what the Kaf HaChaim says. V'zeu shesidru Mizmor Lasoda b'reish hazmiros. The reason why Mizmor Lasoda is the beginning of the Zmiros, Shushir Shnamar Al Toda, it is the song that is said by the Korban Toda, the Gam Kasubo, Ivdu as Hashem, the Simcha, that we should serve Hashem with joy. Lir Mos to hint to us, Kit Sarich Lomar Hazmiros Atfila, Mil the Mila the Simcha Rabba. Before we begin the actual Mizmorim of Psukha de Zimra, we need to remind ourselves that it should be done with Simcha, with joy. Ki Adea Simcha Yelo Le Tov, through Simcha you'll have a good heart. And you'll be able to say your tefillos clearly. Now, these are the two reasons, either an extension of what we said before by Hodu of thanking Hashem, or it's an expression of Simcha before beginning Psukha de Zimra. This leads to the following question. Now, the Kaf HaChaim said it has to do with the Korban Tod, which we'll talk about in a moment. Are you supposed to stand for Mizmor Lasoda? So I think if you look at the articles there, I don't have one over here, but if you look in the Arshul Siddur, it'll tell you that one should stand for Mizmor Lasoda. Are we familiar with this sentence in the Arshul Siddur? Yes? No? Maybe? So I think it says to stand. So the Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Rabbi of Chabad, writes in Siman Aleph that one should stand for Mizmor LaSoda, because, as we'll note in a moment, it really has to do with the Korban Toda, the Korban of things that was offered in the Beis HaMikdash. And when you offer a Korban, you have to stand in the Beis HaMikdash. This is what the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch writes, and the Derech HaChaim as well in his Siddur. The Sha'arei Tshuva, however, quotes the Arizal. Quotes the Sefer of the Shalmei Tzibur. The Sha'arei Tshuva in Siman Aleph quotes the Shalmei Tzibur, who cites the Yad Aaron in the name of the Mahari Saruk, that Mizmor LaSoda should be said while standing as well. And this is the Minhag Ashkenaz, to stand for Mizmor LaSoda. However, the Sha'arei Tshuva rejects this based on the Arizal. The Arizal in the Sha'ar Kavana says that after Baruch Shamar is recited, no standing should happen until the end. And there's no reason to stand while saying Mizmor LaSoda. And the Chidon is Kesher Godol, and the Kaf HaChaim also say the Minhag is to sit. And this is the Minhag of Sfardim. So Sfardim sit for Mizmor LaSoda, and the Minhag is for Ashkenazim to stand. Since we're here talking about the Halachas as well, you might as well touch upon the fact, why are there certain times we say Mizmor LaSoda and certain times we don't? When don't we say Mizmor LaSoda? Anybody remember? Anyone? Does anyone remember when we don't say Mizmor LaSoda during davening? No? Not a soul. So we don't say it on Shabbos. Oh, I have a text. Rosh Chodesh, Erev Pesach, Yom Kippur. Good. Okay? So we do say it on Rosh Chodesh, but we don't say it on Yom Tovim, Shabbos, and Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur. What does all those days have in mind? Well, Shabbos and Yontif are days where we don't have personal korbanos. So you would never bring a korban toda, a korban of thanks, and therefore you wouldn't recite Mizmor LaSoda. But what about Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur? So the halach is as follows. The din is that you may not bring a korban if you are unable to finish all of the food. You don't have all the given time needed to finish the food that comes with that korban to consume it. Okay? There are only 2 days on the calendar outside of Shabbos and Yontif where one is not allowed to eat something. Okay? Erev Yom Kippur, meaning go earlier the day before Yom Kippur, the night following Yom Kippur, and then also, meaning going into Yom Kippur, and also Erev Pesach, because you can't eat chametz. If you were to bring a korban toda, an Erev Pesach, and Erev Yom Kippur, then you'd have a problem. Why? Because the korban toda is a type of korban in which you only have a day and a night to eat the korban. If I bring it today, I have the day to eat it, and that night in order to finish it. By the next morning, everything has to be finished. And with the Korban Toda is an enormous amount of food, 40 different challahs that have to be brought with the Korban Toda. So Chazal explained that since if I brought a Korban, an Erev Pesach, eventually it would become chametz, an usher to eat chametz on Pesach, I can't bring it on the morning of Erev Pesach because I would never have allotted time in order to finish it. And if I brought a korban on Erev Yom Kippur, I would never have the allotted time to finish it on the night because on Yom Kippur I can't eat. And for those reasons, we don't bring a korban toda Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach. For that reason, we don't say Mizmor LaSoda Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach. There is, good. So Tisha B'Av is not going to be a factor in the days when the Beis HaMikdash was built because there's not going to observe Tisha B'Av, it'll be a Yontif. So that's why it's not applied to Tisha B'Av or Tzom Gedalia or Sar B'Tavis or Shiva Sar B'Tamas or Tzom Gedalia. But I do have a question, and this we're not going to answer tonight. We'll throw it out. You can think about it. There is one other fast day that, according to many, many Mefarshim, was observed in the days of the Beis HaMikdash besides for Yom Kippur. Does anybody know which fast day that I have not mentioned yet? Was it might have been observed during the days of the second Beis HaMikdash? Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther was observed according to many Rishonim. and many achronim. Well, if that's the case, there's a big discussion. Why is it that we say Mizmor Lesoda on Tainus Esther if you wouldn't have been allowed to eat from the Korban Toda on that day? So that's a discussion, but not for right now. Let's turn now to the content of Mizmor Lesoda and try to pull away with some meaning. The Beis Yosef in Siman Aleph cites the Or Chaim, he cites the Vayikra Rabba. Let's read the Or Chaim. Ubimakomo she'omim mizmor lesoda kasav harav nasan shemitzvah limshel chosot b'negina uvanagein. It is a mitzvah to sing mizmor lesoda kedamina kol hashiros asidos libatel chutz b'mizmor lesoda. All of the songs, all of the shiros that we have will eventually be nullified except for mizmor lesoda. So this is cited by the Shulchan Aruch, and it's a bit of a discussion. Why is it that we are not makhbid to sing Mizmor Lesoda? Really, you should be. When you're saying Mizmor Lesoda to yourself during davening, you should have it with the tune, with a niggin, so it should be more besimcha. But let's look at the actual medrash. The medrash is in Vayikra Rabba. Rabbi Pinchas v'Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Yochanan v'Shem Rav Menachem v'Galya. La'asid lavo, when the days of Mashiach come, kol ha'korbanos v'telim v'korban todeh v'batal. We will not bring any other karbanos except for the korban toda. Kol ha-tfilos b'telo, sahoda ena b'telo. All of the other tfilos we have will go away except for tfilos of hoda of thanks. Hadu d'chsivet says in Yirmiyahu, kol sasim v'kol simcha, kol chasim v'kol kala, kol amru hodu es Hashem tzvakos, zu hoda, we see in the days of Mashiach, we will give thanks to Hashem. Mavien toda beis Hashem, we'll bring a toda to the house of Hashem, this is the korban toda. David says in Tilim, "Elokim nidrecha shalim todos lach toda in ksikan el todos hoda korban toda will have toda thanks and the korban toda in the days of Mashiach." So the Radak on Tehillim explains that when Chazal say that all the tefilos, all the davening in the future will be batal and nullified, it means that we won't need to ask for anything in the future. You don't need to make bakashos. You don't need to ask for finances and shidduchim and children, and health, and all these things, because we will have all of the goodness in the world. And therefore, the only thing we'll have to say to Hashem is, Shevach v'hoda. You don't need to be mevakesh anything. There will not be any sins in the future, so there won't be any korban chatas, and any korban asham. The only korban we will have is a korban toda, which has nothing to do with chait. We will not have a normal teva. We won't have the itzahar in the Mosa Mashiach. The Levush adds that in the future, the shiros will no longer apply except for Mizmor Lesoda, because the chesed and tov of Hashem will never end. Ki li'olam chasta. Fine. So that's the kavana of the significance of this tefillah. One more point. Who is the author of Mizmor Lesoda? So it is in Tehillim, and we would assume David HaMelech, but the Medrash in Tehillim and our Medrash and our Perek Tzadi say that the 11 Mizmorim were written by Moshe, and the last of those 11 Mizmorim was Mizmor Lesoda. Rashi says this in Masach Shavuos. Specifically, the Mizmorim of these 11 correspond to 11 Shvatim that Moshe gave brachos to. And the Rishonim explain, this is brought in the Torah Samincha of Rav Yaakov Skali, who's the Talmud of the Rashba, says that Mizmor Lesoda corresponds to the Shevet of Asher. There's a lot of discussions of what Mizmor Lesoda has to do with Shevet Asher. So now let's jump in to the Mizmor itself. So hopefully you all have a sitter in front of you. If not, I'll pause for about 5 seconds to go get a sitter. And then we'll begin. The first point is as follows. What is the toda we are referring to? Mizmor Lesoda. What is the toda? What is the thanks? So there are three opinions what the toda is. Some of Farshim, including the Malbim, explains that it's a word of hoda, thanks, Mizmor Lesoda. We're singing a Mizmor of thanks. Others, like the Targum Yonasan, say it's a Mizmor shel Korban Toda, the Mizmor, the Psalms of the Korban Toda. Rashi combines both. If you look at Rashi in our Perek, he says, Mizmor Lesoda lahodia laomru al zivchei toda. Rashi says it's a Mizmor of thanks to be said with the Korban Toda. In the Perish of Rav Yaakov ben Yakar, which is a classic Perish on the Siddur, so he says there are 40 words corresponding to the 40 challahs that are brought with the Korban Toda. Now, You'll have to take my word for it, but if you count it, there are not 40 words in our Mizmor. So it's a bit of a tzarchian. I think there are 43. And even if you tell me, well, maybe Mizmor Soda is an introductory statement, it's not part of the Mizmor, that only leaves 41. So it's a bit of a tzarchian on Rav Yaakov ben Yakar, how he gets to 40 words. The Abu Dram says there are four names of Hashem used in our Perek, corresponding to the four different people who need to bring a Korban Torah, the four people who go through a periods of thanks. The third explanation of Todah is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Masech HaShvias says, Mizrach Lasoda is a Lashon of Vidui. Todah has a Shorosh of Vav Dalet Hei, Vidui. That Hashem is being praised, and He accepts our Vidui, our Tshuva, before Him. Now, the last question is it really true? Let's go for a second like those Mefarshim, Rashi, and others who say that what we have here is a Mizmor that was recited when the Korban Torah was brought. The problem is that we have no source anywhere in Chazal that Shira, that song, was sung in the Beis HaMikdash by a Korban Yachid, by the Korban of an individual. This is a big question brought by the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam of Avram Danzig, the classic work of Halacha, married into the family of the Vilna Gaon. So this is the Chai Adam over here. This is a huge, popular sefer of Halacha that's found in many homes, the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam wrote a book on Halacha, and at the very, very end, in the Chasimah HaSefer, at the very end, right when he's talking about Purim and miracles of Purim, he writes about a miracle that occurred in his own family, in his lifetime. In 1804, the Chai Adam, he was a businessman, and in 1804, on the 16th of Kislev, there was an explosion in his house near him, and the explosion killed 31 people. Seems there was a gunpowder being stored there, and the explosion killed many people, and he was miraculously saved. And he did a number of things because of that event, but at the end here, he writes about the Indian of giving Todah. And he darshins, he gives a whole drasha here on our parak. So we're going to quote a little bit from the Chai Adam's drasha. So in his introduction, he has a question. I don't understand. He says, how could it be? You only sing shira, songs in the Beis HaMikdash, for karbanos of the community, but not for individual karbanos. So what's going on over here? So the suggestion is that, and this is the question of the Chassam Sofer as well, and the Tshuva Sorachan Simon Aleph, and the Shita Mekubetzes Me'erchim. The suggestion is that Rashi is in line with the Rambam and Hilchos Maisa Karbanos in Perek Gimel. The Rambam says, Ketzad Misvada, how does one do vidui, make their declaration on a private Korban? Omer, you say, Chatasi Avisi Pashati, when you bring a Korban because of a sin, you have to talk about all the sins you did before you bring the Korban. But what if you're bringing a korban of thanks? What do you say as the owner before you give over that korban? So the Rambam says, "Bira'eli." It appears to me, the Rambam says, "Shir misvada al hashlamim." You don't say a vidui. You don't declare your sins on a shlamim like the korban toda. Aval omer divrei shevach. You say words of praise. And so the Or Sameach writes, and this is what the Chai Adam says as well. When he says that you bring divrei shevach, that it must be that you say mizmor l'soda. So the Or Sameach, the author of the Meshech Chachma, and the Chai Adam both say, of course you say mizmor l'soda. When you would bring a korban toda in the Beis HaMikdash, you had to say words of praise. What was that? It was mizmor l'soda, and that's what it was said. So let's now turn inside to the words of the Perek. And let's begin to darshan. Mizmor Lasoda, Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. What does it mean, call out to Hashem all of the earth? What are we saying over here? So there's different mefarshim who say different things. The Radak explains that the Baal HaNes, the person the miracle occurred to, calls out to the world in his rejoicing and says, come on, join me, call out to Hashem for all the tov that he gives us. The Malbim says that the thanks are being said for a miracle. During a miracle, Hashem appears like a king who leaves his palace to come out to the people in order to take care of their affairs. And when that happens, the people call out to Hashem with a trua gedola, a big, big calling out to Hashem in the honor of the Malchus. When there is a miracle, says the Malbim, we sense Hashem is closer to us, and therefore we call out to Hashem. The Chayadim here says that the Mizmor is really about the Asid Lavan, the days of Mashiach. And therefore, regarding that time period, we say, Hariu Lashem Kalarts. In those days, we'll all call out to Hashem. The Eitz Hadas of Reb Chaim Vital, the Sifsei Kohen, and Parshas Emor both explain that Hariu Lashem is a language of being broken. Where do we see this? It says in Tehillim, in Perek Yud, Teroeim B'Shevet Barzel, that Hashem will break them with an iron rod, that Hashem will break our enemies with an iron rod. So Hariu is a lashon of breaking. One who brings a korban todah feels good about himself because I brought this korban todah of thanks. I'm such a big tzaddik. Therefore, David says you should be shover nafsho. You need a bit of humility because of the miracle that was done for us. We may have taken away from our zechuyos, our merits. When Hashem does a miracle for you, it draws from the bank account. You don't have as many merits yet, and therefore Hariu Lashem kol haaretz. Says these mefarshim, you should be a bit broken because Hashem had to do a miracle for you, and now maybe you don't have many zechuyos left. Ibdu es Hashem besimcha ba'u lefanav b'yernana. I think we're all familiar with this pasuk as well in many different forms. Comes Rashi, the Ibn Ezra, the Malbim, that generally avoda, work, doesn't make a person happy. And generally, if a person goes to work, whether you're an astronaut, an accountant, an Indian chief, whatever it is, the avoda leads to an outcome that brings simcha, right? The work itself doesn't make you the simcha. What happens after the avoda is done what gives us simcha. But avodas Hashem is different. Serving Hashem is an avoda that itself makes a person happy because of the schar and the connection that a person gets with Hashem. Look at Rabbeinu Bachya in the beginning of Parshas Naso. In the beginning of Parshas Naso, in the beginning of all Parshios, Rabbeinu Bachya always has an introduction to the Parsha based on a pasuk in Mishlei. So on that introduction, Rabbeinu Bachya says, V'yodea ki ha-simcha b'masa ha-mitzvos mitzvos b'fni'atzvah. Rejoicing in doing a mitzvah is a mitzvah itself. V'kishem she-ha-mitzvah avoda la-shem yisparach, kacha simcha al-mitzvah nikra avoda. Just like a mitzvah is a form of avodas Hashem, so too being happy during the mitzvah is also a form of avodas Hashem. Okay, in Kasuv, tachas ishal avadas Hashem al-kacha b'simcha, we see that we're going to be punished if we don't serve Hashem b'simcha. Husha Kasuv, ibdu es Hashem b'simcha. Be'er ki asimcha shleimas avoda. Rejoicing, being happy, completes the avoda. And therefore, that's why we sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the problem is as follows. We have a contradictory pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Beis, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, with awe and fear. So says the Medrash Sochar Tov, and the Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach. How could it be both? So they say that when a person is davening, his heart should be, he should serve Hashem with simcha. And a person's davening out of fear, you should serve Hashem with simcha. Look at the Rabbeinu Yonah on Maseches Brachos. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Af al pi she'etz al basar v'dam, hayir v'asimcha heim davar v'hafucho. By human beings, simcha and awe and fear are opposites. Shibishah she'adam defachein mezulaso hu omeid nirsa v'doeg. When a person has pachad, so and he's afraid of something, he's nervous. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Ken, Hashem is not the case like that. Adarav, the opposite. K'sha'adam mizbonin b'gdulaso v'yorah mipanav. When a person thinks about the greatness of Hashem and is in awe of Hashem, yismach v'yagel ba'usa yira. You'll be happy, you'll rejoice in that awe. V'pnei shebim tziyusa misorer l'kayim ha-mitzvos. Because with that awe, it will drive you to do the mitzvos. V'sas v'ne'alas v'kimam, you'll rejoice in doing the mitzvos. She'odea kischaro ito, because you know that the reward comes from him. U'pu'ulas l'fanav, and you're acting before Hashem. V'al simcha kazu timsa shamar ha'pasach echad, it says in one place, ibdu es Hashem b'yira, u'v'pasach acher amer, ibdu es Hashem b'simcha. So lomar, tibdu es Hashem b'yira, serve Hashem with awe, u'v'osu ha'yira tismachu b'tagi l'vav. And through that awe, you will come to rejoice. That's what it means to be Ivdras Hashem B'Simcha, to rejoice in the fact that we can serve Hashem. Now, the Medrash also suggests that Olam Hazeh is a world of serving Hashem with Yira, Olam Hab is a world of serving Hashem with Simcha, and that fits with the idea that all of the Korbanos will be batal, will be nullified, except for the Toda. During this time, the Avoda is going to be with Yira and Shvira Sara, breaking Ra. But Ba'asid Lago, in the future, the Ra is going to disappear, and all of our Avoda will only be with Simcha and Thanksgiving. Let's move on to the next Pasuk. Du ki Hashem hu Elokim. You should know that Hashem is God. So we have two names of Hashem here. Hashem, which is a midah rachamim, and Elokim, which is a midah of yira, of awe. So Rashi explains that we should serve Hashem with simcha because Hashem is trustworthy, a trustworthy God on whom Klal Yisrael rely for their reward. And that's why the name of Elokim is used here. The Rishayim have no cause for simcha because they don't earn the schar, the reward, or punishment for the future. Now the Chai Adam writes here in his drush over here that Olam Hazed appears that many things come from a place of din. We live in a world where we don't understand, where there are Meirons and there are rocket launches and there are struggles and there are painful things that we can't understand. It looks like din is all around us. We don't see the rachamim. But Ba'asid Lavo, when Mashiach comes, we'll see that things that we thought were din were in really rachamim. They were really merciful. And everything was for the good. We can't see that now, nor are we really supposed to see that now. But in the future, we'll have the whole picture. Similarly, when a person thinks Hashem, he's able to realize that the events that appeared to him as a tsar, as difficult, were really for the best. And this is the meaning of Hashem hu Elokim. Hashem, Shem Havaya, Yud Hei Vavin Hei, the midah of Rachamim, is hu Elokim. That we should remember that when the world looks like Elokim and Minas Adim, it's really the Shem Havaya, it's the Midas HaRachamim. Inside all the din is hidden Tovin Chesed. That's what it means, do that we will know, Hashem Elokim, Hashem and Elokim are really all the same thing, and it's all Rachamim. Hu Asanu, V'lo Anachnu Amo, V'tzon Mariso. We need to take note here that the word V'lo is a ksiv and a kri, it's written Vav Lamed Aleph, but it's pronounced Vav, it's pronounced Vav Lamed Vav. So we have to discuss what this means. The Ibn Ezra quotes these two ways to read the pasuk. Either Hu Asanu V'lo Anachnu Amo, that He has made us, or we are His nation, or Hu Asanu V'lo Anachnu, that Hashem has made us and we didn't make ourselves. And Amo V'tzon Mariso is another phrase, that His nation are His sheep. The Malbim explains here that there are four items connected to Hashem. Hu Asanu, that Hashem made us Yesh Me'ayin, and this is similar to comments of the Akedas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Arama in his Perish on Parshas Kisisa, that this refers to life. Hu Asanu, Hashem gave us life. Velo Anachnu, that we belong to Hashem, or as the Akedas Yitzchak says, this is Das, that we have intellect to understand Hashem. Amo, that He leads us, that Hashem is our manhig, and Son Ma'ariso, that we are sustained like sheep who are sustained by a shepherd. The Kesis says this refers to Parnasa. So these are the four things that we have in this Pasuk, referring to what Hashem gives us. The Balei Musar and the Sifrei Chassidus note that the Kri and the Ksiv, the way it's read and the way it's written with the Vav Lam and Aleph, or Vav Lam and Vav, actually work together. Listen to this. To the extent that a person is Mevatel himself, that you nullify yourself, and you recognize V'lo Anachnu, that we have nothing, that we're nothing on our own, in that same midah, you will connect and be davuk, be close to Hashem, to become v'lo anachnu, to become His. Should I say that again? To the extent that you are v'lo anachnu, vav laman alf, that we are nothing before Hashem, then you will become more v'lo anachnu, His, you'll become a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Al-Sheikh says this is the recipe to serve Hashem with simcha. If we realize that we belong to Hashem, then there's no reason to be bothered by this world, because it's not yours. It belongs to Hashem. What are you getting upset about? You didn't get hired. Your boss said something not nice to you. Something frustrating happened in class. You didn't work out on this when you went to meet this person. Who cares? V'lo anachnu. It's Hashem's world. The whole world belongs to Hashem. So what are you getting upset about? Be b'simcha, because you're just a guest here, and Hashem is in charge. So the Metzudas and the Chayadam both explain that Besod here means the Korban Toda, and the Sehila is Tefillah's Davni. Bo Sharav Besoda will come with the Toda, and will come with Tehillah with Davni. The Akedas Yisak says that Bo Sharav Besoda is thanks for Chaim for life, and Chaser Osav Besehila is for Parnasa, thanking Hashem for Parnasa. Meaning that all the things we just said, those four things, the Parnasa and the life and the Das and all those things we spoke about before, we're now coming to Hashem to thank Him for all those things. Kitov Hashem li'olam chasto v'ador v'ador emunaso. Even Ezra says that these are the words of thanksgiving and praise, of Toda and Tehillah. Meaning, right, how does the Even Ezra connect it all together? The Even Ezra says clearly that when I come chatzer osav b'sehillah, when I come before Hashem to thank Him with Toda and Tehillah, what am I going to say? Quote, Kitov Hashem Ram Chasovi Adova Dovanosa. Good. So that is the end of this Milosoda. It's pretty short and pretty to the point. I want to actually learn right now for a moment. I want to learn a different shot for a second. I want to learn together the shot of Rabbi Avigdor Miller. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, who's the Mashkiach in Chaim Berlin, who's known for his tapes, his recordings, his Sfarim that they put out. So they began to transcribe and to write up in Hebrew many of his lectures and his tapes. They're brought together in a sefer called Or Olam. This is in Chelek Aleph. So I want to now go back. Everything we said from the Rishonim stands. It makes sense. The Pshatim put together. We're talking about praising Hashem for what we have. And we're talking about Kili Olam Chasto and being happy with what we have and being the Simcha. All that stands. I now want to go back and we're going to touch up the whole thing again. But now we're going to do it according to Avigdor Miller. Okay? So if you're taking notes or whatever it is, this is like part two. This is like a different approach. Okay? Are we ready? So let's see. Says the Pasuk, Mizmin L'Sodar L'Hashem Kol Aretz. We should thank Hashem for everything. For the chasadim that we have in general from Hashem, for all of mankind, and the chasadim that are specific to us. It could be for specific chasadim, for specific nice things, that Hashem gives us wealth, intelligence, health, whatever it is. It can be for general chasadim, what the human body has, having two kidneys, having air to breathe, water to drink without any efforts. If you thank Hashem for these things, it will cause kol ha'aretz, the whole rest of the world, to also thank Hashem, to bring other people as well to thank Hashem. When you thank Hashem, when you have a Mizmor L'Soda, then eventually Ariyu Kol Aretz, the rest of the world is going to be schlepped along with you as well. Imdu Es Hashem B'Simcha Bo L'Fan Adir Namah. When we reach the level of Ariyu Kol Aretz, that the whole world is thanking Hashem, now we can serve Hashem B'Simcha. We will come to understand how lucky we are to have Avodas Hashem. And one of the ways we can show our Akaras HaTov is with Avas Hashem, coming before Hashem with love and joy and being besimch over what we can do to thank Hashem for what we have. Do ki Hashem hu Elokim. However, at the same time, we need Elokim. We need Yiras Hashem. A sense of feeling that Hashem is with us all the time. We can acquire Yiras Hashem through learning Torah and contemplating the godless, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. When we come to a place of Yiras Hashem, and we understand that all of the klalim and the pratim, all of the big things, all the specific things that Hashem does for us, that we can really thank Hashem. Hashem made for us to be the Am Hashem. We're the Am Hashem. We belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lashon of Asiya, hu asanu, in the Torah, always means, says Rabbi Avigdor Miller, to be made for a purpose. Asa means to be made for a purpose. The purpose of making us was that we should have a relationship with Hashem and to have Yediyas Hashem, to have knowledge Hashem. We are the special nation of Hashem and everything we do should be Lishma. And just like a sheep is protected by the shepherd, so too we have Hashkacha Pratzis. We are carefully watched by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bo sha'arav v'soda chatzir v'sav v'sehila hodu lo baruch u'shma. Each and every one of us are being watched by Hashem, protected by Hashem. and we should come before Hashem to give thanks. We should be hodulo. We should thank him for the many times he's protected us. We should baruch shmo. We should bless him for the successes in our life. Hashem is tov, and he's given us many, many nice things in this world. However, we can take that tov, and we can make a li'olam. A beautiful pshat here. Listen to this. What does it mean, ki tov Hashem li'olam chasto? Says Rav Avigdor Milton, look how he darshans it beautifully. Ki tov Hashem. Hashem gives you tov. But you can take that tov and make it li'olam chasto, an everlasting chesed. Use the goodness that Hashem gives you and use it for mitzvos. If Hashem gave you a car, it's very nice. It's convenient, able to run your life on your schedule. But if you use it to go to shul, you use it to go learn Torah, to perform a chesed, then you're taking the tov and you're turning it into la'olam chesed, an everlasting chesed that will go on forever. Something that will pay you back forever. And Hashem is not only with the avos, as he promised to take care of them, but he's with Klal Yisrael forever, v'ador v'ador emunasa. So that's a different explanation to Darshan, this was a soda that we saw from Rav Avigdor Milton.